Bevracha, Baruch Hashem, we all had an uplifting Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're progressing towards Kabbalah HaTorah, rebuilding our lives as proud Jews, and we're going through all the Nisyonis of our period, Beruchnis, Begashmis, Nietz Hashem, we're going to be starting now, the famous capital of Tehillim, Kuf Yutes, that has 22 parts connect the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, and each part has 8 psukim. This is a sum total of the full shleimus of a member of Klal Yisrael, We know the Chav Beis Oisius are the 22 letters which the world was created with, the Torah is written in, and 8 represents also a complete supernatural mahalach to go through the physical world with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Bris Milah was given on the 8th day. It's part of the physical body, but it puts us in the direction of living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and taking advantage of life, because that's what the whole world was created for us to go through the challenges of life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the opening pasuk. Ashrei tmimei derech haholchim b'toras Hashem. How fortunate and happy we have to be the tmimei derech, that holchim b'toras Hashem. Halicha means every way we go, every situation in life we approach with the hayrah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instructions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which were clearly given to us through the Torah itself. Tmimei derech, in Chazal, the term tmimus means sholim, complete, just like a korban has to be a tomim. Also, a person is tamim. And the Medrash on this pasuk brings various examples of Klal Yisrael and our Ovos HaKadoshim, our leaders of Klal Yisrael, that they had this mitzvah of Tmimei Derech, and that's what brought us everything we have. The most famous example of Tmimei Derech is Matan Torah itself, the thing we're preparing for. How do we go through Matan Torah? When Hashem came to us, we said, Nasa V'Nishma, we did not ask, what is the reward? What is the punishment? What are the mitzvahs? We immediately accept it. If Hashem is giving us something, we're taking it. In the Gemara, in Shabbos, Rav explained to a min that this is not like you think, Mr. Min, that we were foolish by accepting it without asking questions. The other way around, it's because we were tamimes. Tmimei derech, he brought the pasuk of Tumas Yeshurim Tanchem, the Tmimus, the complete trust that the righteous people have, that guides them, that brings them to success in life. And Rashi explains, what is this Tmimus, Shleimus? It means, Kederech Ha'usim Me'ahava. We have a relationship of love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It did not start today. Even then, by Matan Torah, the relationship started because the Ovos already had the relationship, and Hashem showed them the Nisim that He made for the Ovos. And prior to Kabbalah HaTorah was Yetzias Mitzrayim. We saw the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim of Kriyas Yamsuf. So basically, we already saw the love of HaKadosh Baruch for us. And it only makes sense to appreciate the love of HaKadosh Baruch to us, to reciprocate with our love to HaKadosh Baruch. That's the Oisim Ma'ava. If I know Hashem loves me and He offers me something, I take it. Samachno love. We trusted Him that He's not going to give us something that we won't be able to handle. Because if everything He does for us is totally and only out of love for us, then our Hakaras HaTov, our appreciation, basically means we feel we are loved and we love You also. And we know You're only going to give us something good. That's the Tmimei Derech. And that's the Mahalach of the Ovos HaKadoshim also. They went with the same Mahalach. This is Midah, is already mentioned by Avram Avinu, Vehemen Vashem, and Bezchus that it was Zeicha to all the Haftochas, the Bris Bein HaBesorim. The Medrash continues and says that L'Asad Lovi by Melchemes Gog Magog, also we're going to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not going to be samach on our own power, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say also, you're going b'tmimus, I'm going to give you tremendous gvura, He's going to give us tremendous power to overpower all the other armies and nations of the world. This is the secret of success of Klal Yisrael. We have full-heartedly appreciate Hashem's goodness to us, a love to us, the matana they gave to us from the Nisim of the beginning of Klal Yisrael. And the main thing is the Torah, Ha'ochim b'Torah Hashem. We appreciate the Torah Hashem. And in Mela, everything in life, we approach in this fashion. And we have our Nisyonos, we have our hardships, and sometimes we don't understand what is happening. But if we continue with that Tamimus Sadech and recognize it, that whatever is happening, I know it's coming from one and only one place, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's coming to us as the Am Hashem. And all I have to do is go, B'Torah Hashem, make sure I do things, B'Derech Hashem, with the Torah, the mitzvahs, with the Umna B'Tochen, with my Tfilas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Kabul B'Ava, and Mirtz Hashem, not only will be Ashrei now, we could feel fortunate and happy every second of our lives that we're zeicha to have this type of relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like He gave to the Ovis and the Yotzei Mitzrayim all the wonderful gifts because of their Tamimus, He will give us, B'yitz Hashem, the tremendous gifts of the Geula B'mheira, B'zchus of our Tamimus now.